is calling. The Champions League final is getting closer and closer. Today we take a look at the final moments before the biggest game of the season. I'm your AI-generated host, Luke. Good morning. Yesterday afternoon was the last training session in Dortmund Brackel. Today, the coach, Edin Terzic, Sebastian Kehl, and the team will travel to London. The team will meet in Brackel around mid-morning and will be taken to the Dortmund airport by bus. Once they arrive in London, they will go straight to their hotel before the press conference at 8 p.m. and the final training session at 8:45 p.m. BVB wants to do everything as usual in preparation, keeping things as simple as possible, said Julian Brandt. Unlike last year, the celebration was already as well-planned as the victory against Main 05 itself. I mean, we all know how that went. This year is supposed to be different, Brandt claims. They're just looking ahead to the next day, the next training session. In preparation for the final, Edin Terzic is focusing above all on lots of one-to-one talks. Brandt is also ready for a penalty shootout in the final. However, there will be no special training for this. Next, we have to talk about winger Ian Maatsen. At BVB, Maatsen has long been set as a left-back. He sent new summer signing Raimi Bensabaini to the bench just like that. Ian Maatsen has been highly praised for his performances at Borussia Dortmund recently. Someone for the national team was the call in the Netherlands, and coach Ronald Koeman did indeed call him up to the provisional European Championship squad. It could have been a great match between him and Donny Malin. However, in order to reduce the size of the squad for the European Championship, four players had to be dropped. This now includes Ian Maatsen, so he still has to wait for his first international match for the senior national team. The names Rheinmetall and Borussia Dortmund are causing a lot of discussion this week. The question is not only, how can this partnership work, but also, how can this be reconciled with the BVB code of values? The BVB fan and development department has now also made a statement on the matter. At a monthly committee meeting in May, BVB management informed fans about a possible partnership for the first time. The management requested feedback in return. In an exchange, the development department expressed the explosiveness in general, the concerns about a partnership and its communication, as well as doubts about compatibility with the values of Borussia Dortmund. So the statement. However, there was no agreement with the fan and development department. This is the current status behind the scenes of the Rheinmetall deal, regardless of the media reports circulating elsewhere. And that's it for today's Borussia Dortmund Daily. As always, you can find all the important information about Borussia Dortmund here in our podcast. I wish you a pleasant day. See you tomorrow morning.